Milwaukee-based We Energies wants to build what it calls the Blue Sky Green Field Project. The electricity that would be generated by the 400-foot-tall turbines would be enough to power about 45,000 homes. Project manager Andy Hesselbach says We Energies started out contracting with two smaller power providers, but contends those firms weren't going to be able to complete the work. Hesselbach says having his company in charge does not mean greater financial risk for We Energies ratepayers.
I would argue overall the risk is lower because the risk you have with the other third parties, most of which are out-of-state firms, is that you enter into these agreements and they never take them to completion. We generally believe we have a lower rate of return on our capital as compared to developers, so we think on a straight-up cost basis we can be more competitively priced.
PSC staff have raised some potential issues about the project, including the possibility of bats and birds being killed. The PSC says rotating blades on the turbines might cause flickering, and there's a small nearby private airport that might make it necessary to move a turbine. Hesselbach says Blue Sky Greenfield would be an acceptable neighbor.
By and large, you look across the country, anytime you build infrastructure, whether it's a road or a power plant, a fossil fuel plant, there are concerns, but I think you'd see that it's over and over demonstrated that they're a good neighbor.
A wind farm skeptic who lives in Fond du Lac County but does not want to be identified says he has concerns, but he says he thinks the PSC will rubber stamp the project as utilities and state officials push to meet new requirements for alternative energy. Another larger wind project near Horicon Marsh remains tied up in a state appeals court. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.